Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here with our second podcast called Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locher. Is it Locher?
Locher.
You're the Locher, Meredith.
At least you got the Meredith part.
See, I just call you Meredith. So, all right. Yes. Are you excited to be back for another show?
I am. This is great.
All right. Well, I hope everybody's getting used to you.
Me too.
I know they're all just, they've been away for a month or so, and they're coming back, and they're expecting to see Celeste, and they see you, and they go, wow, look, Celeste has dyed her hair. All right, do you know what I want to do? I tell everybody, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there right now, because right below this video, we have all the notes and the links that are associated with the information we're providing you in this hypnosis show. And today, I'm going to talk about something I talked a few months ago about, and that's the informing soul technique. And I thought it would be fun to talk about it once again because Meredith has been through the process. In fact, she's one of the people we have who I demonstrate the process on in the Informing Soul Technique DVD Distance Learning Course. And let me just give a quick run through of what the Informing Soul Technique is about. Yeah, you can use it as either part of 5-Path, you can use it as part of any other hypnosis process, or you can use it all by itself. Now, if you're doing like 5-Path, for example, in phase 2, we do age regression to cause. And one of the things we can do is we bring up the symptom or the emotion, also called affect, associated with the problem. For example, the person has fear of spiders, or they might have anxiety that's causing them to drink too much. And we bring that feeling up, and then we tell them, follow it back to an earlier time they felt that way, and we just keep doing that until we get to the very first time. And then what we do is we'll do the informed child technique, which is we go before the first event, which is called the ISC. We give that child the information he or she needs to go through the ISC unaffected by it. And then we run through the SSCs, coming back to now, reinforcing the change, and then we can also do some age progression work. Now, with the informing soul technique, what we do is once we've covered the ISC in an age regression, then we can give them the suggestion that we're going to go back to before they went into the body. Now, there's a stipulation here, and that is, in order to use the informing soul technique, your client must have some concept of the soul existing before they had a body. We certainly don't want to suggest this to someone who doesn't already have those kinds of beliefs. And then what we're going to do is we will take them to before they go into the body, and we will find out what the soul knows then. We'll ask some very, very important questions. In fact, one of the things I like to ask with regard to talking about this to different people that want to know about the informing soul technique, and that is, what are the two most important days of your life? Think about that. You guys out there in TV land, wonder what the two most important days of your life are. And most people say, well, the day you were born, and then they have a myriad of other answers for the second important day. And this is what I say. The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why you were born. And that's the real magic in the informing soul technique. Now, there's other people who do like in-between life work, and what changes, the big difference between like in-between life work and the informing soul work is, well, we are very, very, very careful not to lead them through like specific stages of in-between life. Our idea is that we don't want to project our expectations on the experience of the client. So we just take them back there and say, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? And then we will ask them some very important questions. Important questions are like, gosh, why are you coming into this life? What are the main reasons? Another important question you might ask is, gosh, you're going to have this some parents, how is it that you wind up with these parents? Are they like randomly assigned, or is there a reason for it? And some other things we would find out is there anyone that's coming into this life for any particular reason with you? And these kinds of questions. And what is so fantastic about this is you just did the age regression. You have a really good idea by going back through time from where they are now through all the significant events to the ISC, the initial sensitizing event, and you know what their history is with regard to the problem. And they might be angry about it, or they might be fearful because of it. But what we're going to do is the soul can then, we're going to have them speak to the baby who's just born and tear the veil of forgetting and let that child know, put in that little baby's brain, why they're coming in, who the important people are, why they have their parents, if there's a reason to it. And what happens is when I ask them, for example, gosh, why do you have these parents? Over and over again, they'll say, well, I'm picking these parents so that, and then they'll have a reason, so that I could learn about independence, or I could learn about love, or I could teach something. And what we find out is, then the life that they've had has provided them with exactly the opportunity they need to do that. And so we can change the fear and the anger into something glorious, and that is gratitude for those experiences. And now, that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of what we do. We'll also transfer that knowledge from the baby to the adult aspect of the client and run that child through that ISC and those SSCs with this new perspective, this new vision of their life. And it is so miraculously life-changing. And like I said, Meredith is she's one of the videos that is in the video set where I teach this course. Meredith, can you tell them a little bit about what that was like for you and if it helped you at all?
Oh, wow. I'm even on the cover, Cal. You put me on the cover of that one.
That's because you're a hypno rock star.
There we go. Yeah, you know, that course was really great. I had been wanting you to do that for a while, and so I was really happy that you ended up doing that while I was still here and I could participate with you in that. And it was just so educational. I'd already heard some of those things from you, a little bit in class and a little bit in our supervision, which we did weekly when I was here in the internship, but I hadn't really gotten as much detail as you put into that course, and it was just so great. It's one of my favorite techniques to use with my clients.
What was it like for you to go through that experience?
Oh, actually going through the process myself, it was amazing. I was one of those souls who wasn't very informed myself, and so I needed some help from some guides. And, you know, I think the best part of it for me was getting back in touch with my vastness, how vast we really are when we're in the soul world. And we forget how amazing we are. We forget how lovable we are. We forget how special we really are. And we get here into the world and, you know, I'm not really short on confidence most of the time, but the world still hammers things out of you. And you kind of get pushed down into being much smaller than we really are in the overall scheme of things. And so it allows you to just be vast again for a moment and see how really connected you are with all that is and how important your purpose is and really how unimportant some of the things in life that seems so overwhelming and seems so tragic really are. They're really, in the overall scheme, very unimportant. And you kind of just have this awareness when you go into that experience.
I remember in your session, it was really an experience for you to take your expansiveness and put it in that itty-bitty body. Isn't that right?
Yes. I felt so tiny.
Good. And how's it affected your life?
Oh, gosh. You know, it just brought a clarity to me that I already have everything that I need. And, you know, we talk about this and we tell our clients this, and until you get to the point where you can really experience that it is truth, it's hard to really buy it. And that gave me the opportunity to really buy it, that I do have everything I need. I am on the right path. You know, my missteps have been for great purpose. And, you know, what I am doing right, I'm really doing right. And it really is as it's supposed to be in its proper timing. And, you know, it really helped me to know that I'm on the right track. It confirmed that I'm doing what I should be doing and that there's more still to be done.
What was it like for you, you know, You were in the class that was recorded, that where I taught the informing soul technique, and to go from the class into actually doing it those first few times.
Well, you know, I had actually already done the technique with a couple different clients before I went through the class because I'd gotten enough from you beforehand. But I found out that I really should have waited because I got a lot more out of the class and a lot more to bring in. Now, my clients that I did it with before the class still got something out of it, and it was really special. But as far as transferring the information, technically speaking, I got a lot more after going through the class. And so I got much better technically at making it kind of more coherent and more applicable and kind of bringing it to full circle. It's been really wonderful. I mean, I use it with pretty much every client who has any kind of spiritual belief system as a part of my age regression therapy.
Great, great. Good. Hey, what recommendation do you have for people that are thinking about getting into that kind of work of doing informing soul?
Well, gosh, do it. Definitely do it. I mean, what could be better than reconnecting people to their highest self, their soul self, and the wisdom that comes with that, and the purpose that comes with that, and the knowing and the forgiveness that just automatically happens when you see that there are contracts behind what's happened in your life and the relationships that you have in your life and the treatment that you've endured in your life, and that people are playing a role in your life on purpose, and you were part of the planning of that. And you know, not everybody's experience is exactly like this, but for the most part, everybody gets the picture that there is a greater purpose at work, and that some of the really tragic things in life happened for a reason, and oftentimes that they were involved in choosing that process. I mean, what could be better? What better gift could you give to your clients?
Yeah, and that's why for years it's been kind of like my secret tool that I didn't let out because, I don't know, I've always been known as kind of a clinical kind of hypnotherapist, and I just decided, you know, this last year that I'm going to go ahead and start being a little more true to myself and teaching the informing soul technique and teaching Seven Path more and talking more about Seven Path. And by the way, everyone who's watching for the very first time, excuse me, for the very first time, I'm going to be teaching a Seventh Path teacher's course. In the past, the only way you could become a Seven Path teacher, and let me describe that a little bit. Seven Path is our mind-body-spirit approach to doing self-hypnosis. It's kind of like a hypno-meditation. Some people say it's like meditation on steroids because you go so much more deeply into the meditative state and much more powerfully, because when you add hypnosis to meditation, then you add suggestibility. And so that which you are focusing on has a much more profound effect on the subconscious mind. And Meredith did a really good job of explaining what Seven Path is in the last podcast. I'm going to post something about it on our blog, calbanion.com. But in the past, the only way you could become a Seven Path teacher was to take either my 7-day Week of Power course, which is advanced hypnosis course with 5-Path and 7-Path, or our big 10-day, 125-hour course on certification for hypnosis, which include the basics, advanced basics, 5-Path and 7-Path. And that was, so it basically was 2 weeks off from work to come down here and do that. And over and over and over again, there's getting to be more and more of a demand for 7-Path. And I thought, boy, that would really be a good place to start would be the NGH convention here, 2009, 3 days pre-convention, and you're going to learn all the 9 recognitions in the short form and the full form, and you're going to get certified as a 7-Path teacher. And it's going to be an absolutely mind-blowing class. Meredith, you got all the 9 recognitions in about, 7 days or something like that. Can you imagine getting them in 3 days?
I cannot, but I'm so glad you're doing this. I mean, there are a lot of people who feel like they've got the techniques they need in hypnosis, but they, do want an additional tool to use in their practice. And so this is really a great opportunity for those people.
Right. The 7-Path, I've got to get used to talking about it. What I want, if you want to know more about 7-Path, one of the best places you can go is hypnosiscenter.com/graduates.htm. because I think my students say it better than I do when they talk about how life transforming the course was, just learning the recognitions, which are the seven path self-hypnosis suggestions, which there's nine of them. Now they talk about how just in those few days, it's been so life transforming. So the other place you can go is www.theseventhpath.com. And so I'm just coming out of my spirituality closet. I'm going to really start teaching more about Seven Path and the Informing Soul Technique. And you're going to find out that no matter what kind of hypnosis you do, Five Path or something else, by integrating Seven Path Self-Hypnosis and the Informing Soul Technique, you can bring whatever you're doing to a whole new level. Meredith, can you imagine doing the work without Seven Path?
No, I can't. I really can't. I mean, it does bring so much to it. It helps me to be a much more effective and efficient hypnotherapist. And, you know, just one of the things, the greatest joys that I find in doing this work is helping to reconnect people to their belief system, to their spirituality. And people comment about that all the time. My clients, they say, you know, I thought I was only coming in for weight loss and I ended up finding God. And, you know, they already had God, but they forgot. Or they just got disconnected, and you know they really do reconnect with Seventh Path and reconnect with the, you know, Informing Soul Technique, and it's powerful medicine.
Great. Well, let's see, we're about 16 and a half minutes into this podcast. One of the things I want to say is, since we're talking about the Informing Soul Technique, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to the technical people here and see if we can put a special on the Informing Soul Technique to coincide with this podcast this week. And I'd like you just to kind of wrap it up. Is there anything you want to say about the Informing Soul Technique or about Seven Path or anything just to wrap it up?
Well, I just highly recommend both. I mean, I feel like I am so much more well-rounded as a hypnotist because I have these tools at my disposal to be able to use with my clients. And, you know, again, it helps my process. It makes my job easier when they're doing their Seventh Path, and the Seventh Path is helping to take out the trash, if you will, clear out their mind of all of that excess stinking thinking, as Cal calls it. You know, that really makes my job much more easy. And then when I take them into, you know, the Informing Soul Technique and they see that there really is a purpose behind even the worst things in their lives, you know, that makes my forgiveness work that I do as a part of Five Paths so much more easy. So I'm really benefiting myself by doing it and ultimately giving them the gift that they will never be able to get from anywhere else and other than another Seventh Path practitioner.
Great, great. Let's see. I know that you are a very highly evolved person. I mean, you do a lot of work on yourself over the years and stuff. But did Seven Path help you in any way, maybe relationships with others or anything?
Oh, gosh. You know, it just grounds me. It's so funny because it's more spiritual, but it grounds me. It helps me to know what's clear, what's right. It helps me to be more calm, more centered. You know, it really helps with that mind chatter that we all have. It's brought a new confidence to me that I really didn't have before, a true, authentic confidence. I've always felt confident in my abilities in certain ways, but I think we all have those areas of our lives where we just don't feel as confident as we could. And it's really brought a balance to all of those different areas of my life. I wouldn't be without it. I definitely notice it if I'm not practicing it regularly myself. You know, if I skip a day or a couple days because I get too busy, wow, I notice it right away. I just wouldn't be without it. I mean, it's like brushing my teeth these days.
All right. Well, that wraps it up. Why don't you give them your contact information and where you're located, and then I'll take it from there.
Sounds good. I practice in Westwood, which is in West Los Angeles, California, and I can be reached at 310-597-1157. And my website is yourpathhypnosis.com, yourpathhypnosis.com. Thanks so much, you guys.
All right. And you guys out there, visit hypnosis.org. Hypnosis.org. That's where we have everything about hypnosis, including the e-zine with Meredith and Celeste. And we just have a new article by Tom Nicoli. All of our writers there in our e-zine. Go to hypnosiscenter.com where my class schedule is, and also with our other trainers so that you can perhaps maybe have a trainer nearby. We've got trainers in Singapore, and Australia, Lebanon, Texas, East Coast, Canada, all over the place. So you don't have to just come see little old me. There's other trainers that can teach this stuff. And that's enough for now. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.